Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
The mainstream media, CNN specifically, have a few journalists who are actually doing their job. CNN journalist Scott Jennings ripped Democrats, and I mean ripped them, guys, for their lack of principles. Here it is.
And Scott, I'm just thinking back to your days working for that administration. Some of those voters who really loved George W. Bush, loved Dick Cheney, don't see themselves reflected in the current Republican Party or with Donald Trump. Do you understand that? What do you say to them? And what do you think this sort of move, the case that they're building, as Van was just talking about, says to a voter like that?
There's no question that the parties have changed. I mean, since the George W. Bush days, you have had cohorts of Republicans that have migrated out, and some of them have migrated over the Democratic Party. It's also true that the Democratic Party has changed. You've had a lot of working class voters, union members, and others who've migrated over to the Republican Party. So you have had some, cross-pollination, some shifting coalitions. And what I would simply say is that Democrats have called Dick Cheney a war criminal for 20 years, and now all of a sudden they're clapping like seals to get his endorsement. This does not strike me as people who are interested in listening to your conservative viewpoints. They are hungry for power. They will take Dick Cheney's endorsement today, but believe you me, in their hearts, they wouldn't want to go out to dinner with Dick Cheney, let alone have him have any influence over the next government, and I doubt that he would.
An incredibly honest response by Scott Jennings. They hated Dick Cheney. They absolutely hated Dick Cheney because it was him and Bush. They were in power for 8 years. So of course they're going to hate him. And then of course, for some reason, when he comes out and says he's going to start voting for Kamala Harris, they call him the champion of democracy, which is basically the term that they give any Republican that decides to cut against Republicans. I'm talking Mitt Romney. I'm talking Liz Cheney, of course, who is kind of the predecessor to Dick Cheney in terms of kind of dipping out of the Republicans. A warmonger yesterday, this dude, Dick Cheney, the savior of democracy today. And it's exactly what Jennings says, which is that they will take any endorsement. And I mean any endorsement from anyone, even if it's a man that they demonized 10 years ago. Now, Donald Trump has taken a lot of endorsements from different people, RFK Jr., for instance, Elon Musk, but Donald Trump has, and those people are far from conservatives and far from even MAGA, but RFK Jr. and Elon Musk are not people that Donald Trump ever hated or ever said anything bad about. He just didn't. They were people that maybe were a little bit on the liberal side, definitely on the liberal side. I mean, really. I mean, Elon Musk, the champion of EV, of electric vehicles, RFK Jr., part of the longstanding family in the Democrat Party, obviously on the left, but still, Donald Trump never said anything bad about them because, frankly, they're fairly reasonable people, even if you disagree with them politically. So for Donald Trump to come out and be very happy with the endorsement, that makes sense. Now, if Elon Musk had said how awful of a person Donald Trump was, and if RFK Jr. had come out and said, I hate Republicans and I hate Donald Trump, then if they turned and endorsed Donald Trump later and Donald Trump accepted that endorsement, it would look pretty stupid. That's basically what's happening right now. The other funny thing about Dick Cheney and that endorsement is the way that Democrats seem to be flaunting it on social media. Guys, Republicans don't like Dick Cheney either. That's the secret, right? Like, you look at it and you're like, wow, Democrats really hated Dick Cheney, 10, 20 years ago. And it's like, yeah, today Republicans don't like Dick Cheney either, because guess what? Dick Cheney, Liz Cheney, Nikki Haley, Mitt Romney, these people don't represent the Republican Party anymore. And I'm not saying everything. I mean, look, I live in Utah. Mitt Romney is my senator, at least for a few more months here. There's some things I agree with him on. Obviously, he would have been a better president than Obama. I'm not saying I just hate these people. What I'm saying, we've had a big evolution in the GOP since Dick Cheney. MAGA specifically does not like Dick Cheney. One of the key differences between Kamala Harris and Trump is that Kamala Harris changes her principles based on what she thinks will be popular. And this is a pretty typical politician move, but But, you know, there's no principles that she's based in. On the other hand, Trump, who, by the way, isn't necessarily a political figure, so I'm not saying he's an ideologue, but what I am saying is if there's something that is important to him, he's the exact opposite of Kamala Harris, where he is changing the party to become more like him. Again, Kamala Harris has never tried to do, I take it back. She tried to do it in 2020 and she was absolutely rejected by the Democrat Party. As I'll talk about in a little bit, she got like 4% of the primary vote. But Donald Trump, on the other hand, one of his really, really big things, he talked about it in the debates in 2015, was the fact that he didn't want to be a warmonger anymore. And what you've seen since Donald Trump in the last 8 years is that you are seeing Trump has become the effective leader of the GOP, and at the same time, Republicans are now the anti-war party. The wars in the beginning of the century were frankly started by Republicans. There was some bipartisan effort for sure, and the military-industrial complex was certainly happy to pay off the Democrats and the Republicans, but let's be honest about this. Dick Cheney, Bush, you know, they were the big propagators of those wars. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans, I'm sorry, but you just can't look at them and think that they're the warmongers. It's completely flipped in a matter of 8 years, which is how long Donald Trump has effectively been the leader of the GOP. So again, an evolution in the GOP, not an evolution in the Democrats. So again, you can keep Dick Cheney. I don't think we want him. Guys, I've talked about it on the show before, but I am really into fitness. You might not, you know, you might look at me and not really think that, but I do think fitness is really important. That's why I've partnered with Alpha Progression. Alpha Progression is a fantastic app that I use for my workouts to better plan them so I'm able to get towards progressive overload and just, I want to be stronger. I want to lift more. Go check them out right now. You can go to the link in my description below, alphaprogression.com/Joshua. What you'll get is an awesome app where if you're a beginner, you don't know what you're doing, you can just put in a couple goals and they will tell you what kind of workout you can do with what kind of sets, the reps. If you're a little bit more of a seasoned veteran, you can go in and just put in your own workout and then use the app to track it. It also integrates well with your Apple Fitness app. Again, go in the link below at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. You'll get 20% off that first month. But before that first month, you get a 2-week free trial with that link. So again, go to that link, try it for 2 weeks. It's really changed my workouts. Again, that's at alphaprogression.com/Joshua. Well, I have good news for you all because that's not the only good thing that happened in the media this week. On CNN this week, they listed out some of Kamala Harris's policy positions from back in 2020. And one of the hosts literally this liberal could not believe what she was hearing.
She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported
taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She actually said she supported that.
She wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this. Oh. And she said she also supported it for federal prisoners. Now, she also pledged to slash immigration detention by 50%, close all family and private facilities, and decrease funding for ICE, and then the end ICE detainers with local law enforcement.
I mean, these are things that, you know, it would be hard to think that you would come up with taxpayer mm-hmm. funding gender transitions for detained migrants, and yet this, as you say, written and verbally.
How does Kamala Harris even come up with that stuff? That is basically what the CNN host is saying. That host is going to vote for Kamala Harris still. You know, mark my words, she's literally hearing one of the crazy, I'm not even going to repeat it. I mean, okay, I will repeat it because it's just that crazy. Transgender care for illegal immigrants paid by taxpayers. That is like if you took an alien and they'd never been on Earth before, and you said, this is what progressive ideology teaches. You know, give me a policy that might be made up. That's one that they would spit out. There's no, you know, political prowess with it. There's no logic. But if you just put in a Mad Libs calculator of, oh, these are all the things that progressives believe, this is something they would spit out. It's like, oh, we love illegal immigrants. We love transgenderism. We love high taxes. So combine it. And what do we have? Free transgender care for all illegal immigrants. It's in minors, by the way. So it is as crazy as it sounds. What's even crazier is that host is genuinely surprised, yet we know she'll still vote for Kamala Harris. She's so stunned by Kamala Harris's radicalness, she can't even believe it. I mean, it's a genuine reaction there. This is why people like me say they don't believe Kamala Harris's new policies. if you look at what's happening right now, and it's been all over the news, basically Trump has come out with these policies. A lot of them have been policies from when he was president before, and now Kamala Harris is starting to put out policy positions that are pretty much just identical copycats of Donald Trump, because there's just no denying at this point that Donald Trump is the moderate in this campaign. But I don't believe that they're her actual policy. She's just doing what she has to do to get elected. Even the most liberal host on CNN cannot fathom the stuff that Kamala Harris called for in 2020. You've heard a lot of people on the left kind of shielding for Kamala Harris, looking at her new policies and saying, look, so reasonable. All these people saying that she's so radical are just, they're the radical ones. They just don't know what they're talking about. Guys, just look at her policies from 2020. They're crazy. And again, this is like a less well-known one. I'm not even talking about the banning fracking. I'm not talking about, you know, all the stuff with immigration, calling the wall un-American and then suddenly supporting it this year. Let me give you a little context, though, for this segment, just to paint a landscape of what's going on in the media right now. This was a show from this week. They're reviewing in the full show, Kamala Harris's believed, you know, her positions, what she believed in 2020 versus now. And I have to give credit. I'm clapping for them because I have to give credit where credit is due, guys. This is good journalism. And it's coming out from CNN. What? I never thought I would say that. That good journalism is coming out of CNN, but it's true. And I have to give credit where credit is due because, again, the mainstream media and the Democrat Party are effectively one entity. But imagine, guys, imagine if every channel did a segment like this, even one. I'm not even talking about like every week. I mean, for stuff like Donald Trump, they're running stuff like this every single day. But just once, if MSNBC did this, NBC, CBS, ABC, what if they all just did this once? How would it change the course of the election? Because unfortunately, I know that people will disagree with me on this, but unfortunately, there are so many people out there who are intellectually captured by the mainstream media still. It is a massive number. It's really sad. It's dwindling. Yeah, it's dwindling. That's good. But man, it's a sad reality that there's so many people who still believe in that crap. But imagine if every mainstream, you know, media outlet ran something like this. Obviously, not everyone is, I guess my point in saying all of this is, yes, the mainstream media is basically effectively the same as Democrats. However, in segments like this, it is obvious that not everybody is 100% of the time bought into this, or there may even be people who aren't bought into it at all. Because from time to time, we see networks like CNN who are releasing things like this. And even those who are corrupt, and you know, they like the lies from Kamala to get out there. Eventually the lies from Kamala Harris, they just get too ridiculous. They're just too crazy. And if they're too crazy, they kind of have to tell the truth a little bit. Will they cover? Sure. Will they try to backtrack? They absolutely will. But I think what I'm seeing in this is that man that you see briefly in it, he's a very good journalist. He does a lot of this work. It's one of the few good journalists for CNN. That's the one side, the actually not corrupt part. And then that host, and I forget her name, but she's in a lot of stuff and she's absolutely corrupt. But again, the lies from Kamala Harris and her policy was so stunning to her that she had a genuine reaction. And the corruption doesn't matter at that point. Is she corrupt? Sure. But if the lie is crazy enough, her reaction was strong enough where it got through. And everyone who watches that is going to think twice about voting for Kamala Harris. The astonishment that lady has is genuine. You just can't fake it. And again, she can't believe a politician would just run on such a policy. I couldn't either. Hopefully more mainstream media outlets push things like this, because if they do, it's a easy Donald Trump win in November. Thank you so much for watching, everybody. Please go down below, comment, like, and subscribe, and watch another video.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.